to learn Daf Lamed Tess Amid Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on the top of Lamed Tess Amid Aleph. The Torah is truth of Tzir She'ein Ba Daga. So we had said in the Mishnah that amongst the things that are Asur B'Achila Mutar B'Hanaah is Torah's Truva and Tzir She'ein Ba Daga. So my Chilak, and the Mishnah that we're not saying Chilak. So what is Chilak? Amrav Nachman Rabba Amrav Zu Sultanis. It's a certain type of very tiny kosher fish. And the reason that it's asur when it's made, when it's sold by a guy, is because a lot of times non-kosher fish get mixed in with it. Tan Rabbanan, ein lo achshav. What if you have a fish that right now does not have fins and scales? Va asur legadol achrasman. But as it gets bigger, as it grows, it will develop fins and scales. Kigon hasultanis va haafitz, like a sultanis and nafitz. Hariz a mutter. That's kosher. Yesh lo achshav va asur la hashir b'shar shalom elayam kigon hakonis va aponis. Kastapias vachstafsos vaotznam mutter, but and in the reverse also, if it has fins and scales right now, but ultimately when it grows is going to shed those fins and scales, that's also going to be mutter. I think that might be the story with the swordfish, that it has fins and scales, and then as it gets bigger, the scales get covered up, or they become impossible to see, or something or another like that. And that's why it's technically mutter, but you can never actually buy it, because you'll never be able to see the scales on it, so you'll never know that it's really a swordfish. I think that was what Rav Shechter told us. So the Gemara brings other types of fish that are mutter, even though you can't see the simone tara. Achriz Rabbi Avo b'kisri, kir ve'dogim v'ubran. The fats of the fish and the eggs of the fish. Nikach mikol adam, you could buy them from anybody, even though you can't tell if it's from a kosher fish or not, because we know that they all come from a place called Plosa, va'aspamia, in a place called Aspamia, and over there it happens to be that there are no non-kosher fish. Kiyodam rabai, haitzechanta devav nahara, a certain type of fish in the river named Bav, shariar mutter, because you don't have to worry about non-kosher fish in that river. My time, but why don't you have to worry about non-kosher fish? Ilim, shum der difi maya vahid,
if you're going to tell me it's because the waters move too fast and non-kosher fish that don't have a spinal column are not able to withstand such fast-moving waters, it's not true. We've seen that non-kosher fish are able to survive in such environments. It must be because it's salt water. Or maybe it's because the water is so salty that non-kosher fish can't withstand it. Says Gemara, that's not good either, because we do see that they are able to withstand such environments. How do I know that this river doesn't have non-kosher fish? It just is, that the karka of that river does not allow for the survival of non-kosher fish. But now that other rivers feed into it, it's going to be asur. So the main point over here is that if you have a place where you know that only kosher fish come from that place, you don't have to see the fins and scales. You know that it's kosher. Another main point from before, I don't know if we made a main point out of it, is that any fish that either has scales in its early stages of development or has scales when it's fully grown, one or the other, doesn't need both, one or the other, that's enough to make it a kosher fish. So the Gemara discusses other types of fish now. Amrabai, hai chamara diyama, a certain fish that's called a chamor of the sea. Shari it mutar b'achila, toru diyama, a shor of the sea, asir is asir. V'simanayich, tamei tohar, tohar tamei. The way to remember it is that a chamor, which is a non-kosher animal on dry land, the sea chamor is kosher, and a shor, which is a kosher animal on dry land, the sea shor is not kosher. Amravashi, shfarnuna shari. A shfarnuna is mutter to eat. Kaddish nuna is asir, but a kadash nuna, another type of fish, is asir. V'simanayich, kodesh l'Hashem. And the way to remember it is that kodesh, the kadash nuna, is just like hegdish is asir. Ikeda amri kivar nuna, asir v'simanayich, kivrei of the chavim. Some say that a kivar nuna is asir, and the way to remember that is that kivrei of the chavim are tamei, so to these fish are tame. So the Gemara identifies a number of types of fish and whether they are kosher or not. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Ikla leGinzak. Rabbi Akiva went to a place called Ginzak. Isil Teme Hununa, they brought him a certain type of fish, Davidami lichipusha, that was similar to a non-kosher fish called a chipusha, chafir bidikula. So Rabbi Akiva brought it in a basket, and the fish started to jump around, and its skin started to shed. Chazbe kalfi. And then Rabbi Akiva saw that there were scales on the side of the basket. When it was shedding its skin, some of the scales were coming off. So Vishari, so he said it must be a kosher fish. Ravashi ikla litmadoria, Isil kameh hununa, they brought him a certain type of fish, Davidami litzlofcha, that was similar to a tzlofach, which is a non-kosher fish. Nakte lahadayoma, he held it up against the sun, chazadav beit simchi vishaye, and he saw that there were scales in it, and that it was, and therefore he was matarit. He said that it must be mutter. Ravashi ikla luasra, Isil kameh nuna, Davidami lishparnuna. They brought him a fish that was similar to a kosher fish called the Shparnuna. Chafye b'mishchele chivrei, he rubbed the skin of the fish on white bricks, and because of that, their whiteness, chazve kalfi, he was able to see the black scales that were there. Visharian, he was matirin. Rabbi b'chana ikla la'akra da'agma, krivile tzachanta, they brought him a certain type of fish, which is a kosher fish. Shamelu hugavrit avakarile bati, he heard a person calling the fish a bati, which is the name of a non-kosher fish. Amar, he says, if he's calling it a bati, a non-kosher fish, even though I know that it's a kosher fish, there must be something non-kosher in here. So lo achal, he wouldn't eat from it. Next day, he looked into it and he found that there was something non-kosher mixed in. And he said about himself that someone who's righteous, nothing bad is going to happen to him. So I was saved from violating this isser by realizing that he was calling it something non-kosher. Okay, so the main point over here is that there were a number of times where various chacham were brought fish, and it took a lot of investigation to figure out whether they were kosher or not kosher. V'hakorot shel chiltis. We had mentioned that amongst those things that a Jew is not allowed to eat from a non-Jew is a korot shel chiltis. So a certain type of cut-off piece of a fruit called the chiltis. My time, why would it be Aser, mishum de mafsikile besakina, because they cut it with a knife that they use for non-kosher food. Afalgav de amar mar, no sintam of kamutter, and even though after 24 hours of non-usage, any tam that's palua in the sakin is going to be a tam of kam and it's going to be mutter, agav churfe de chiltisa, because of the charifus, the sharpness of this type of fruit, mechali le shamnunisa, vavle knosin tam of shvach, va aser. It turns the old flavors in the knife into nosin tam l'shvach, and it's aser. That's the chumra known as a nachumra. That's the halacha known as a dover charif. That's why onions are such a nightmare when you have kashrus shailas, because all of the heterim, most of the heterim that you have the kashrus shailas rely on the fact that whatever blios of Israel are there are probably more than 24 hours old. But that doesn't help when you have a dover charif, when you have something sharp that will turn the flavor into positive flavor. Avdi de Rabbi Levi avakum Zabin Chiltisa. Rabbi Levi's Eved Kanani was selling Chiltis. Ki nach nafshei Rabbi Levi, when Rabbi Levi died, asl kamed Rabbi Yochanan, they came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amrulei, ma'al lemizban minei, said, are you allowed to buy Chiltis from him? Amrulehu, avdu shal chaver, harehu kechaver, you could trust the Eved of a chaver, the Eved of a Talmud Chacham, has a din like a Talmud Chacham, so you could trust him. Rav Huna bar min Yomei, Zavan Tchelasa Me'anshe Dbeisei Dravam Chasida. He bought Tchelis for his tzitzis from the wife of Ravam Chasida. And then he wasn't sure, can he trust her that it's really Tchelis? Or maybe it's Kali Ilan, maybe it's the forgery, maybe it's the fake Tchelis that looks like Tchelis. Indigo dye, plant indigo. Asl Kamed Rav Yosef, so he came to Rav Yosef, Lavi Biyadir. Rav Yosef wasn't sure if he should trust her. Pagabei Chanun Chaita, so Chanun Chaita ran into Rav Yosef. Amalei Yosef Anya Minah. So Rav Yosef, you poor man, how do you know, where do you know this din? I had a similar message. That I bought tchelas from the wife of Rav Na'a, achud Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the brother of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and I wasn't sure if I could rely on it. So Vasayli kamed Rav Masna, I went to ask the Shailat Rav Masna, Lav Biyadeh, and he didn't know the answer. Asai Likamid Rav Yehuda Me'agronio. So I went to ask Rav Yehuda Me'agrona, and Amar Li, Nafalta Liyad, you've fallen right into my hands because you need me, because I know the answer to your question. So it's a good thing that you ran into me. Hachi Amar Shmuel, Eishes Chaver Harei Kechaver. The wife of a Talmud Chacham is as trustworthy as the Talmud Chacham himself. Titan Rabbanan Eishes Chaver Harei Kechaver Abdu Shel Chaver Harei Kechaver. Both the wife and the Eved of a Chaver can be trusted like a Chaver. Chaver Shemes Ishto Banav Bnei Beso Harein Becheskasan Ad Sheyichashdu. And not only that, even after the Chaver dies, his family can remain trusted until you have reason to suspect otherwise. V'chein Chatzer Shemokrin Batcheles Harei. And if you know of a certain chatzer that was a place where people could get tcheles, you can continue to trust it until you find out otherwise. Tan Rabbanan, Eishes Ha'Maaretz, Shenises L'Chaver. If you have the wife of an Amaretz who marries a Chaver, V'chein Bito Shel Amaretz Shenises L'Chaver. The daughter of an Amaretz marries a Chaver, V'chein Avdo Shel Amaretz Shenimkar L'Chaver. Or the servant of an Amaretz who is sold to a Chaver, Kulin Tzrichin L'Kabel Divrei Chaverus. They all, in order to be trusted like a chaver, have to be mekabel themselves to act like a chaver, to eat b'tahara, to take maaser from all their fruits. Aval eishes chaver shenises lamaretz. But if you have the wife of a talmid chacham that either became an almana or a grusha and now marries an amaretz, v'chein bito shel chaver shenises lamaretz, or the daughter of a chaver that marries an amaretz, v'chein avdo shel chaver shenimka lamaretz, or a servant of a chaver who is sold to namaretz, ein tzrichin lekabel divrei chaverus l'chila. They don't need to become a chaver again, to sort of get recertified. They already have a cheskas kashrus when they were in the rishus of the chaver, from when they were in the rishus of the chaver. Divra Meir, Rabbi Yudomer, Afin Shrichon Lekabel Divra Chavrus Lechil. Now they too need to recertify themselves. One time there was a woman who married a chaver, and she would help him tie his tefillin on because he was a Talmud Chacham. That's who she was married to. Niseis Lemoches, she got married to a moches, to a tax collector, and all of a sudden she was helping him also, but she was helping him with his business. She was helping him tie on his tax collecting equipment. So it's all about who she's married to now. She'll help out with whatever it is that they need, that her current husband, her values will be molded by the values of her current husband. And therefore, even though she was once married to a chaver, we don't assume that sticks. So main point over here, Eishes Chaver, an Eved of a chaver is like a chaver, even after the chaver dies. But if she then marries an Ama Aretz, it's machlokas whether she retains her status of chavrus. So the Gemara goes a little bit further. It discusses things that are sent by through a novi chavim. How many simanim you need to know that they're kosher? Amar Rav, chavis aser b'chosim echad, champag mutar b'chosim echad. These are mnemonics. Chavis, which is an atrikon for four different items, are aser if you only have one chosim on it, one seal in it. But things that are called, that are noted by the mnemonic champag, are mutar with only one seal. So what are these things? Chalav, basar, yayin, tcheles. All of those things, one chosim would not suffice. Asurin b'chosim echad. But chiltis, morius, pas, gvina, mutarin b'chosim echad. So pas l'may nechashal. Well, wait a second. What would we ever be concerned with about bread? If you're worried that you're going to switch it for pas akum, karir b'chamim mediyadiya. If he switches cold bread for hot bread, it will be recognizable. Everyone will know. Dechiti b'desari. And if it's going to switch wheat bread for barley bread, nami mediyadiya. Everyone will chop that as well. If they switch one bread for another bread that looks exactly like it, since there's one chosim on it, he wouldn't bother himself to be mezayif it. So Rav, maishna gvina de lo tarachu mezayif, chalav nami lo tarachu mezayif. Why is cheese any different, that it doesn't have, that it's good enough to have one chosim? Because he's not going to have he's not going to be matriach himself to forge it. Well, milk also he's not going to be matriach himself. So Rav Kana apik chalav ayil chatikas dag shein basimin. You're right. The ches doesn't stand for chalav. The ches stands for a chatikas dag, a cut of fish that doesn't have a simin that could be very expensive, and we have to be concerned that he's going to switch it out. Says Mar Hainu Basar. What's the difference between basar and dag? Once it mentions basar, that includes dag as well. So it's not mistaber that the letter ches is about a chatichas dag. Says Mar Trei Gavni Basar. There are two types of meat. There's basar behema and there's basar dag, and they both need two chosamos. Ushmol Amar Bayis Asur B'chosam Echad. Machag mutter b'chosam echad. He had a different nutrikan. Basar yayin tcheles is asa b'chosam echad. Morius chiltus gvina is mutter b'chosam echad. L'shmol chatichas dag shein basimin haynu basar. Shmol doesn't mention chatichas dag because that's the same as basar. And trei gavni basar lo amrin. And why would it mention two different types of basar? So the last main point for lamentesim at Aleph, even though this is mostly lamentesim beis, we have different lists and mnemonic devices to remember those things that require only one chosam and those things that require more than one chosam when delivered by an Ovid Chochavim. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanan on Lametas Amud Beis.